As far as concentration goes, there's some metrics that you can look at for concentration. The one that I prefer is the top five stocks in the S&P 500 are 26% of the index. The last time it was that large was 1964, 60 years ago, when it was a couple of, monopolies like AT&T and that were driving their concentration that high. But usually when the market is very concentrated, it's the end of the move. One of the reasons it's the end of the move is it's a signal there's not enough money to lift up the whole market. There's only enough money to lift up a handful of stocks. And those handful of stocks go and the rest of the market just sits there. And that's why Wall Street needs the Fed to cut rates, maybe end quantitative tightening, get the money pump going, because we don't have enough money to keep everything going, from the stock market to the foreign stock markets that are going up to Bitcoin to gold at all-time highs. We need the Fed to start, pumping in money. That's why I still think they're very important. I know everybody's trying to say the Fed doesn't matter anymore. Usually it matters right about the time that they say it doesn't.
Why do you describe it as not enough money, Jim? Take me through that. What do you mean?
$44 trillion stock market is what we're talking about right now in a $30 trillion economy, or $28 trillion economy to be more exact. It's 180% the size of the economy. It's almost two times the economy. The sheer trillions of dollars that it would take to lift all the 3,000 stocks in the Russell, to use that one example, is I don't think we have it right now. That's why we have concentration. We're all piling into AI. We're all piling into speculative things like Bitcoin, maybe even gold you could throw in to the speculative thing. But what about stocks like the second half of the Russell 2000? Kind of those bottom 1,000 companies in the Russell 2000 employ 12 million people. Those stocks aren't doing anything. They're down on the year. If you take the four, the fabulous four, Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, and Nvidia out of the Nasdaq 100, the other 96 stocks are down on the year
It's crazy.
as a group. There's not enough money to take those 96 stocks plus those four to go up. And that's what usually happens. We saw this in 73. We saw this in 2000 when we had big kick. We saw this in the late 60s when we saw big concentrated periods in the market. That's why I think that there's this desire or need for the Fed to give us more money, to cut rates, to stop quantitative tightening, to help feed the beast. But it's gotten very large right now relative to the size of the economy. Doesn't mean it has to peak this week. It could still peak, in a year or in 2 years, or it could be peaking this week. But this is typically the action you see, to use a baseball metaphor, in the eighth or ninth inning, not in the middle of the game or the beginning of the game.